We're going to try to make this pretty fun for you guys to give you a good sense of the rules, what's out there, what you may run into, and how to handle them. The first thing is, what is deferred compensation? All right, that's going to be the focus here. What is it? It's deferred compensation is where somebody has earned money in 1 year. It's going to be paid out in a subsequent year. Pretty simple concept if you think about it, but it can get pretty complex. We'll go through these examples to show you how complex it can end up being, maybe some things that you didn't recognize as being deferred compensation, and then going back and saying, all right, are we handling this correctly going forward? So when we say non-qualified deferred compensation, we're not talking about our qualified plans. There is deferred compensation under like your 403B plan, your 401K plans, those type of qualified retirement plans. We're not going to talk about that here because they're subject to a completely different set of rules. We're talking about non-qualified plans. And what are non-qualified plans? You're looking at bonuses that are earned in 1 year, paid in a subsequent year. You're looking at salary deferral plans. We see those out there. Someone saying, I'm going to earn salary this coming year. I don't want to get that now. I want to get it paid out in the future. Supplemental executive retirement plans, SERPs. Those are usually employer money going into things to pay out at a future date. Severance agreements can be non-qualified deferred compensation, or maybe they'll end up being exempt. And here's the big one down here at the bottom. I think you guys need to pay attention to. It catches people sometimes. That's where you have a faculty member with 9 months worth of service that gets paid over 12 months.